Yesterday, 26-week ordinary time 2. First reading from the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 1 to 12 and 14 to 16. Job answered his friends and said, "I know well that it is so. But how can a man be justified before God? Should one wish to contend with him? He could not answer him once in a thousand times. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who had withstood him and remained unscattered. He removed the mountain before they know it. He overturned them in his anger. He shook the earth out of its place, and the pillars beneath it trembled. He commanded the sun, and it rises not. He sealed up the star. He alone stretched out the heaven and tread upon the grass of the sea. He made the bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellation of the south. He does great things past finding out, marvelous things beyond reckoning. Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Should he see me forcibly, who can say him nay? Who can say to him, what are you doing? How much less shall I give him my answer, or chew out arguments against him? Even though I were right, I could not answer him, but should rather beg for what would do me. If I appealed to him, and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words." The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 to 62. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to rest his head." And another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who set a hand to the plow and looks to what were left behind, it fit for the kingdom of God." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, God Providence. Hurricane Ike, which fell on the city of Houston, Texas, on September 5, 2008, showed people of God's power and their fragility. Although people knew in advance the time itself hit, the wind speed, the hurricane wide, and they prepared for the worst, but the four largest American cities could do nothing to prevent it. The whole city and its surrounding regions were affected by this hurricane. All city activities were canceled. The falling trees were everywhere. Communication and traffic were dead. And most of the city were dark at the sunset. This was only the second category hurricane, and water did not flow much into the city. If it were the fifth category hurricane, what shall its result be? If water keeps raising up like the Red Flood, who can be survivor in this world? Today, reading teach people to realize their limited power and to trust in God's providence. Second, analysis. First reading, God's righteousness is above all. Third, God's wisdom exceeds all human combined wisdom. Job could not find a proper reason for his sufferings. His friend told him the reason for his suffering is his sins, which he committed against God. He vehemently denied them because he knew that he never intentionally sinned against God. Even so, he did not say that he tried. He said, I know well that it is so, but how can a man be justified before God? Should one wish to contend with him? He could not answer him once in a thousand times. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who had withstood him and remained unscathed? God knew if he said that he righted, he implied God is unjust because he made the just to suffer. Therefore, he humbly confessed that he did not know what happened in God. Second point, God's power and human fragility. Human beings are only a small part comparing with other parts in this universe. If other huge parts of this universe, such as mountains, seas, the sun, the stars are under God's control, who among the human beings dare to escape God's providence? God confessed his fragile being and accepted God's immense power in this universe. He said, he did great things past finding out, marvelous things beyond reckoning. Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Should he seize me forcibly, who can tell him no? Who can say to him, what are you doing? Third point. Human proper attitude before God. People are unable to reason against God because they are not wise enough to understand all God's wonderful works. If a vase is not able to reason to the potter why he did not make it to be a pot, a man is unable to reason with God why he let him exist in this life or to be this person and not that person. His most proper attitude is not to contend, but to obey and to rely on his merciful love. after complaining about his fate and despite his birth, Job repented and said to himself, "How much less shall I give him any answer or choose our arguments against him? Even though I was right, I could not answer him, but should rather beg for what would do me. If I appealed to him and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words." Second, the gospel. "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Today, gospel give us three examples to show the urgency of giving up everything to follow Jesus, to proclaim the good news. To follow Christ, a disciple must have these attitudes. Third point, to live a simple life to have time for God. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to rest his head." Jesus, though he was very rich, all things belonged to him, but he chose a simple life to set an example for his disciples. Why is a simple life needed for becoming Jesus' disciples? Because when one spends too much time to work for money, he will have no time or little time to work for God. When one has too much, he will hesitate to follow Jesus. The conversation between Jesus and the rich young man in Luke's gospel is an example. When a disciple had too many things, he will hesitate to be on the road to proclaim the good news. Whoever had least will travel furthest. He is ready to go anywhere to proclaim the good news. Second point. To follow God is the priority. Jesus said to another, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." There seems a paradox in Jesus' answer. How can the dead bury their dead? The dead can be understood as human beings because they all die. Jesus meant that when he calls someone, that person must have the courage to follow him at once. If he waits for his father to be buried before he follow him, this showed he loved his father more than God. Whoever did such thing is not worthy to follow Jesus. Does Jesus teach one to be ungrateful to his parents? No. But he warned people to value first the proclamation of the good news. God has power to take care of his disciple father. One must take the opportunity when it comes. According to experience, if one keep hesitating, he would not have the courage to follow Jesus. The third point. One following God do not turn back. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first, let me say farewell to my family at home. Jesus answered him, no one who set a hand to the plow and look to what was left behind. It fit for the kingdom of God. This is a real experience for farmers. When one uses oxen or buffalo to plow, he must look straight forward. If he looks back, the furrows will not be straight. In the book of Genesis, Lot's wife, because of regretting her properties, disobeyed the angel command and looked back. She immediately became a column of salt. The disciple who gave up everything to follow Christ should not regret of anything. If he did, he will gradually gather all things he gave up, and the result is worse than the time he gave up. Application in life. We must always trust in God's wisdom, power, and providence. The devil's forever temptation is to make us to believe in ourselves. When we think that we can master of their life, God is no longer needed. When we do not understand reasons of things happened in our life, we shouldn't hastily claim on God as injustice. Our proper attitude is to firmly believe in God's mercy and to pray Him for either. He gives us strength to withstand or take away them according to His will. The purpose of our presence in this world is to glorify God, not to hoard up material things for us and for our family. We must have courage to deny all which prevent our glorifying of God. Amen.